I guess we should maybe point out in terms of just trying to put this thing in balance, because I mean, people respect what you have to say a lot, Mark, but in terms of your openness to using trastuzumab in the adjuvant setting without chemo, it's not something that a lot of clinical investigators are doing, and even oncologists in practice. So everybody kind of says, well, I want to at least stick a taxane in there or whatever. But in fairness, we should say that your approach is a little bit unusual.
Sure. And I don't suggest that everybody should jump to use this approach. However, in terms of enthusiasm for the approach, I think, you know, that there is a rising sort of swell of clinical investigators who want to tackle this
question in a clinical trial. It needs to be studied.
And we've been talking about it with the various cooperative group leaders, and I think that it could easily happen. Whether it would be a large enough trial to be randomized or not, I'm not sure. But I think that there will be data from clinical investigations in the future looking specifically at this cohort of mammographically detected subcentimeter lesions that are found to be HER2 amplified.
Well, it doesn't have to be small tumors, though. People are talking about this as the older, frail, comorbid patient.
Oh, sure. Yeah, if there was a medical contraindication to chemotherapy, fine. That could be easily an eligibility criteria and might expand the pool of patients that would be available for that line of clinical investigation. But otherwise, I think it's relegated to a group of patients with small invasive lesions. In that case, you know, they're infrequent. Only 20% are going to be HER2 amplified of the total that you detect. Many of them will not be candidates for research studies because they may have some other comorbid condition and have exclusion criteria, et cetera.